their seats. It's about 7:48. I don't want to get off on the wrong foot. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen, the first one of the term, January 4th, 2010. If I could, I'd like to ask Alderman Crossley to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if I could, I'd like to ask you to remain standing so we could have a moment of silence for Joseph Heilbronn, who's a fifth grader student at the Pierce School, who collapsed and passed away over the weekend while on a ski trip with his parents and siblings. His parents are Deirdre and Ed Heilbronn, and Joseph was the youngest of their six children, and he, their family, and the Pierce community are in our thoughts and prayers. At this time, I'd like to ask for a moment of silence. Thank you. We're going to start the meeting this evening with our first call of reports, so it'll be good. We'll start with the Land Use Committee. Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report this evening, but I do wish to be recognized to assign a public hearing on February 9th.
Please do so.
Public hearing to be assigned for February 9th, 2010, number 7-10, Kainem Hedayat, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming structure to construct a new front porch to an existing single-family residence at 49 Fillmore Road, Ward 7 in Newton. And also on that same evening, number 8-10, Clear Wireless LLC / American Tower, petition to add a wireless antenna installation to an existing tower consisting of three panel antennae at the height of 115 feet and nine wireless backhaul dishes at 250 feet in height, plus an ancillary ground level equipment cabinet at 1165 Chestnut Street, Ward 5. And also, I just wish to remind the members of the board and the new members of the board who weren't here when it was previously assigned that there is a public hearing assigned for next Tuesday, January 12, 2010, docket number 388-09, Marcus Land Investments seeking a special permit for a rear lot subdivision on Goddard Street in Ward 8.
Thank you, Alderman Hesmahan. Zoning and Planning Committee, Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening.
Thank you very much. Our Programs and Services Committee, Alderman Amy Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening.
Next, we will have our Public Safety and Transportation Committee, Alderman Alan Ciccone, Jr.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Next is our Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Sidra Schnipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening.
Thank you. Next, we have the Finance Committee, chaired by Alderman Len Gentile.
No report, Mr. President.
Thank you. Next is our Real Property Reuse Committee, chaired by Alderman Victoria Damberg.
Thank you. No report at this time.
Next we have, and we're joined, we missed you at our inauguration, but our Post Audit and Oversight Committee, chaired by Alderman Greer Swiston.
There's no report.
Thank you. And lastly, we have our Committee on Community Preservation. The chairperson is Alderman Susan Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you. And for those of you watching at home, it's not that we haven't been doing any work, but this is our first official meeting, and our first meetings of these committees will take place this Wednesday night at 7:45. Seeing no other reports before the committee, I'd like to ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call of reports.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hess Mahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin. Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill. Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas with 3 absent.
The vote is 21 yeas, 3 absent. All first call reports carry. Before we go into our second call items, I'm assuming there will be no objection to not go into a recess this evening. But before we do that, I'd just like to take 1 minute to, I don't think he was properly thanked during the inauguration. First of all, our presiding officer on Friday, I think Alderman Yates did a fantastic job, and I think we owe you a round of applause for the job that you did. And secondly, I know there was a number of people who were involved on Friday to make things run awfully smooth in the mayor's office, but there's no way that things would have been able to go as smooth as they did if we didn't have David Olson and his staff in the clerk's office, and I think they deserve a round of applause as well. Okay, so without objection, I'm going to go right into the second call items, if that's okay. Okay, our first item is 36809. This is Alderman Baker, Lennon, and Colletti, pursuant to Section 2-7 of the City Charter, recommending the reappointment of David C. Wilkinson as Comptroller of Accounts. Said term will be 2 years or until a successor is duly qualified. My understanding on this item is that it was actually reported out during the last term, but the term went until December 31st, so that is the reason why we will take a vote on it this evening. So we do not have to have a committee report tonight. But what I will, is that okay, Alderman Gentile? But I think based on the two individuals who we're going to vote on, it could easily be done with a voice vote. But I think that the two individuals deserve a roll call on these, seeing who they are and what they've done for our board and what they do for the city in general. So without any objection on that, I'm going to ask for a roll call on item 36809. This is the reappointment of David C. Wilkinson as Comptroller of Accounts for 2 years. And I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hess Mahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin. Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill. Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci. Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 20 yeas with 4 absent.
The vote is 20 yeas with 4 absent to reappoint David Wilkinson as Comptroller. Okay, the next item we have is item 364-09, Alderman Baker, Lennon, and Johnson, pursuant to Section 2-7 of the City Charter, recommending the reappointment of David A. Olson as City Clerk, Clerk of the Board of Aldermen, for a 2-year term or until his successor is duly qualified. Again, this item 364 was also reported out during the last term. And is there any discussion on the item? I just didn't know if anybody wanted to say anything nice about David while he was here, but I believe I can speak for everybody who would say we're truly grateful for the work that you do and how you facilitate our work and make our lives much easier. And thank you very much, David. So without any discussion, I'd ask for a roll call on 364-09, the reappointment of David Olson.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
I know my alphabet now. Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin. Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill. Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas with 3 absent.
The vote is 21 yeas with 3 absent. Thank you very much, David. Is there any other business before the board this evening? I'd like to make just a couple of announcements. First, on your desks, there is a new staff contact list with the clerk's committee assignments. I believe that was on our desk, David. It's on everyone's desks. And what I'd also like to do, two other things, is first, welcome all our new members at their first official board meeting. They're all here in freshman row. I don't know what happened to John. You got kind of bumped to the back there. If we could put another desk there, we would, John. And then lastly, as many of you had mentioned in your surveys, that I have asked Alderman Linsky to head up the Long Range Planning Committee, and we're going to have our first organizational meeting a week from Wednesday evening, talk a little bit about ideas and thoughts for the committee. 7:30, Steve, is that good? 7:30 next Wednesday evening, and we'll book a conference room. We'll get some information out to you all. There was a number of people who had put that they'd like to serve on the Long Range Planning Committee and also had a number of ideas and thoughts about that. So we'll have our first organizational meeting on the 13th, and you'll see some stuff in your packet. Okay? So if there's no other business before the board this evening, Alderman Crossley, motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is adjourned at 8:02.
Ooh.